and love you so badly. I could.
They're solid plastic, so don't settle for imitation.
But the senator, while insisting he was not intoxicated, could not explain his nudity.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati, Cincinnati WKRP. Got tired of packing and unpacking, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be, just maybe think of me once in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
See, I feel indebted to a lot of people for my career. I have a wonderful manager, and I think the best record producer in the industry. Oh, and I'd also like to thank...
I didn't know your little station was interested in this sort of thing, Liz.
WKRP is interested in everything. This is news, Sternworthy.
Well, which makes it even more puzzling that you're here.
Mighty glad to be here. Any more questions?
Yes, I have one.
Les Lessman, WKRP News.
Miss Taylor, what instrument do you play?
She's a singer, Les.
I'm a singer, but I play the guitar for relaxation.
Aha! Plays guitar for relaxation.
Howard R. Sternworthy, WPIG News, Cincinnati's number one radio station. Since you're on the road, as we say in the trade, most of the year, now doesn't that put a crimp in your love life?
Yes, it does. But we're all like one big family, and so we really don't have very much time for outside interests.
No, so then we can safely say that there is no truth to the rumor that you are romantically linked with the junior senator from a major Midwestern state?
Yes, you can safely say that.
Says you.
Les Nessman, winner of the Buckeye News Hawk Award. Miss Taylor, one moment, please. I seem to have misplaced my question. It's a very important question, and I'm sure your response will be of great benefit to all my journalistic colleagues. Here it is. Miss Taylor, did you know the late Elvis Presley?
What? No.
Didn't know Presley.
Thanks for clearing that up, Les.
Sorry, folks, that's all the time we have here today. Oh, Ken and I have three shows to do in Cincinnati. Thank you very much.
Please,
what are you doing here?
I work here.
I didn't know that. I would have called or written or...
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah, it has.
Well, listen, can we get together for a coffee or something while you're here?
Are you kidding? Of course.
Come on, Linda, let's go.
Miss Taylor, what about Snooky Lanson?
I never met him.
Doesn't know Snooky Lanson? Mr. Carlson, that dolt Sternworthy told me this morning that WPIG is getting a traffic helicopter.
So what?
Well, it's high time we got one, too. We can't allow them to gain superiority in the air, sir.
Yeah, look, Les, I'm not concerned about superiority.
Hey, let's just forget this contest, okay?
What contest?
This win a date with a DJ.
I am a DJ. I'm not a prize.
We're in a meeting here, Fever.
Okay, hurry it up, will you? I'm on the air.
You are.
Mr. Carlson, you're looking right into the jaws of a helicopter gap.
Yeah, great, Les. Excuse me, will you? I suppose you've got a record on.
And of course, I could fly the helicopter. That would show Sternworthy.
What?
I could be my own pilot.
Les, how many automobile accidents have you had? I mean, just say in the last two or three months.
I don't know. A few. Not many.
Can you want to fly a helicopter?
Well, there aren't as many things to hit up there.
Now, about this contest.
Yeah. If it continues, I go out on strike.
No, you don't. Oh, no. We're not unionized. Are we?
Haven't you heard about the UBAMDTDJ of A?
What?
The United Brotherhood of AM Drive Time Disc Jockeys of America?
No.
Well, you will.
Okay. Look, no contest.
Thanks. Keep them flying, Les.
Mr. Carlson, if I don't get my helicopter, I'm going on strike, too.
Yeah, but great, Les.
Haven't you heard of the National Newsmen's Guild?
Mm-hmm. Nasty bunch.
Yes, I'm in it.
Fine.
I'm going to stick it out for as long as it takes.
Oh, good for you, Les. Well, I'll see you on the picket line.
I'm not kidding.
I know you're not, Les. Dress warmly.
Yes, sir.
This place is a zoo.
Anyway, it's not the biggest station in the world, but I call it home for now.
It looks fine to me.
It's Linda Taylor.
That's right, Linda. This is Herb Tarlick.
You're the singer. It's Linda Taylor.
Nice to meet you.
Ow! Herb is in charge of sales around here.
Hey, big guy! It's Linda Taylor! It's Linda Taylor!
What is all the yelling about?
Well, Jennifer, it's Linda Taylor standing over there with what's-his-name, see her?
This is Jennifer Marlowe, our receptionist.
Hi.
No!
Look, I want to show you the rest of the operation.
Nice to meet you, Herb.
Oh, nice! Taylor!
Look at all this mail. You can't back out now. Venus, you talk to him.
Sure. Hey, Johnny, man, it's no big deal. See, all you have to do is pick out a lady, and the station picks up the tab for the whole night.
Forget it.
Come on, man, I've done it before, and I've always come out with a fox.
Yeah, I've done it before, too. I always wind up with a warthog.
Just got to know how to pick them, brother. Let me see some of those cards, Billy. Now, listen to this. I'd like a date with the DJ because my mother always said I was clever and a good conversationalist. Not good.
No, wait a minute.
Trust me. I've always wanted to find out what's behind that sexy voice I hear every night. This is what we'll call the A-pile. Now, I don't know if it's against the law in Ohio, but what I'd really like to do is... No, that's the B-pile. This is the A-pile.
Maybe I could just shuffle through your leftovers.
Oh, now you want to see, huh?
Listen, I want you all to meet,
Linda Taylor!
An old friend of mine, Linda Taylor. Linda, this is Venus Flytrap, Dr. Johnny Fever, and Miss Bailey Quarters.
Hi.
Hi.
I really enjoy your records.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I guess that's it.
Hey, how come a big star like you knows this turkey?
Now, Linda, I met in Santa Fe a few years back. Of course, that was before all the fame and fortune. Now, when...
Well, okay. You know, we're going to be at the concert Friday night.
Good.
Yeah, we got this little contest going. It's actually a very good idea. See, the top prize is two tickets to your show in the company of two of the Midwest's most charming radio personalities.
Then I'll see you there.
Well, come on, let's get out of here.
Nice meeting y'all.
Yeah, okay. Keep singing.
Bye.
Toodaloo.
Toodaloo. Well, well. She's as pretty in person as she is on the album covers.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, we better get back to these cards and letters.
All right.
Now, the way I see it, what I'm looking for is something well-written and sincere and hopefully obscene.
So, this is how the other half lives.
Oh, Andy, I love it. This whole little neighborhood is great. Reminds me of San Francisco.
Yeah. It's going to be okay, I think. Of course, I'm at the station so much of the time, I'm still living out of boxes.
Hey, Bill.
Oh, no. This cat... Is this Pecos Bill?
That's him.
Oh.
How about a little wine, huh?
Sure. Okay.
I'll be right back. Make yourself at home. I had to push it down in the bottle. It happens to me all the time. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Is that me?
Oh, yeah. Don't you remember that? I was out next to my uncle's farm. Out around Glorietta.
Oh, I can't believe it. Look at my hair.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah. So, I sing. What do?
I listen. How about a fire? Think the fireplace works?
Sure. You know, I remember the day that we found old Bill here. It was up on Mount Baldy, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think he was happy to be found, too.
Come with me.
What?
Come with me. You can be part of the crew. No, oh, hey! You can be the road manager.
Oh, come on. You got a road manager. Oh,
well, then... You can be the executive road manager. Well, what does it matter? I can afford it. And I need you. I've missed you.
I missed you, too. I thought a lot about you.
It's something very special together. I think we can still have it. I know I want it. Oh, now, look. I know that your work is important to you, and those people at the station, they're nice, but they don't really seem to know what they're doing.
Maybe that's why they need me.
Well, I need you, too.
And against the doctor's better judgment, it's time to announce my winner on the big KRP Date with a DJ contest. And if I could have the envelope, please... I can feel the tension mounting. And the winner is, be still my heart, Miss Kim Northrup of Mount Adams. Congratulations, Kim. I'll see you tonight, you lucky dog, you. Make that lucky girl.
Mr. Carlson, at least buy me a siren for my mobile news unit.
Why do you want a siren for a motor scooter?
Why? So I can drive around with the thing on.
We can't afford that, Les.
Well, how about one of those flashing red lights? Please, get me one of those, Mr. Carlson.
Oh, I'm sorry, Les. May I have a moment alone with Mr. Carlson, please?
Yes, of course, Andy. I'll go do some comparison shopping on those flashing red lights.
Ah, good. You do that, Les. Now, make a study of it. Take a sabbatical if necessary.
Thank you, Mr. Carlson.
I'll swear that Les and Herb are about 10 cents short. Those DJs aren't working with a full deck either. Sure glad you're around here, Travis. Sort of help out with things.
Oh, well, thank you. Look, Mr. Carlson, I need to talk with someone.
Well, of course, Andy. What can I do to help you?
Well, I've been thinking about,
What?
Making a decision.
Oh, I see. Oh, well, yeah, that's good. You know, think about making a decision. What kind of decision?
Well, you know, sometimes I think, Mr. Carlson, this station will get along just fine whether I was around here or not.
That's nonsense, Travis. Why, we'd come apart at the seams, completely and totally. Now, what kind of a decision are you trying to make?
There is this girl.
Oh, the singer.
Yeah. We've known each other for some time, and I guess we never really got over it.
Well, are you, well, you know, that is to say,
in love with her?
Yeah.
I think so.
Oh, is she in love with you?
I think so.
Oh, Andy, that's marvelous. That's wonderful. What's the problem, lad?
Oh, look, sir, it's just a little more complicated than that.
Look, you just forget all about the complications. Now, listen to me. There's nothing more important in the world than true love. Carmen and I
We've been married 27 years. The day I married that woman was the best thing that ever happened to me.
Well, thank you, Mr. Carlson. I appreciate that. You've been a great deal of help to me. Thank you.
My pleasure. And, oh, but one other thing. You know, if this does work out, I'm sure Linda's gonna like living in Cincinnati.
Coffee hot?
Yes. But it won't cure what's wrong with you.
Oh, yeah? What's wrong with me?
Well, the only thing that'd make it more obvious might be a sign around your neck that reads, I'm hopelessly in love. Please feed me.
It's that bad, huh? Mm. Oh, Jennifer. What am I gonna do?
What do you want to do?
Well, that's simple enough. Everything. I mean, I want to go with her and I want to stay here.
Well, you're going to have to make the choice. Just be sure that you choose what's right for Andy Travis in the long run.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I needed that.
What was that?
That you gave to Travis. That he, needed.
I have needs, too, you know. Now you can just forget about the movies.
Okay, stop just for a minute. You're making me nervous. Ray!
Yeah.
You gotta do something about those onstage monitors. Last night I couldn't hear a thing, and the mix was rotten.
Gotcha, Linda.
Now you tell the soundman that either he gets it right or we're gonna have to find somebody who can.
Okay, Linda.
Is there any sparkling water around here?
It's coming. It's coming. Hey, Andy, how you doing?
Fine.
I hear you're coming with us.
Well,
that's great. Come on, Frank.
All the reservations. Hotel rooms, limousines. Andy! Oh, watch the makeup. Okay, everybody, clear out, please. Hangers on, most of them. You know the type.
Yeah. Oh, look, Linda,
did you tell him at the station?
Well, I talked with Carlson, and...
Oh, Andy, it's going to be so fine. Listen, I'm really sorry about your work, but you got to do what's going to make you happy. And together we are going to be so happy. There's just no limit to what we can do.
I love you, Linda.
Well, good, because I love you, too.
Andy, what's happening? Hey, Venus.
Glad you're here.
Johnny?
Yeah, look, Linda. Have you met our lucky contest winners over here? Mr. Venus Flytrap is with...
Rhonda Hemming.
Oh, it's nice to meet you.
And Johnny...
Kim.
Well, are you having a good time?
Yeah, we're having a wonderful time. We may go dancing later.
Look, the show's just going to start right now, so why don't you take your seats, huh?
I'm going to kill Venus.
Have I mentioned that to you?
Oh, yeah, 1,000 times.
Well, look... I gotta run, honey. Will you be here when I get through?
No, I'm taking over for Venus at the station tonight.
Oh, well, you won't have to do that much longer. I'll see you later.
Thank God this stuff got here. She go out?
I'd like...
Bill, one more time. But I don't know that I know you. Our time and space seems so out of place, but your face seems like yesterday. What do you say? Let's go run away. Come on, the fun's on me. But baby, if it don't work out this time, you and me were never meant to be. So I'll just kiss our last hello goodbye. Don't look back, keep moving on. Kiss our last hello goodbye. You were right for me, but I was wrong. You were right for me, but I was wrong.